Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There's discernment here. I'm on an eclectic group of whether this actually is happening or not. Spirit honors humanity to the extent that all things given to humans are from humans. Always. All invention from humans, all spiritual information from humans, the various books that are written that are scripture are from humans. That which you call the Word of God is from humans. And so this process that you see now is difficult for some. We've answered the question before, where is Lee? Over a period of years, there is a process that he has learned. He is here. He steps aside. He steps aside so cleanly and clearly that not only is it not him talking, but he allows things to come through. Dear ones, this was not always the case. I told him some time ago, if you do this correctly, it will coincide with the shift. And people will hear the voice and the information. And they'll know it's real. The reality today is that the shift is upon you in a great way. That every single human being is unique on the planet to the extent that it affects you differently. Some sit and say, it's nice to hear these words, but I'm just fine. There really is no thing that I can point to that is different, and then a month from now, if you interview them, they'll be on their knees. And say, I didn't expect this or this or this. There'll be others who simply have a different way of thinking, and it's happened simply over time, and they realize there is a difference. Others say, I don't know about a difference with me, but people around me are different. Unique. Each one of you is a product of who you've been. In this group, I talk to old souls, very old souls. The youngest among you may be the oldest soul. And the old soul is that which is someone who has what is called the essence of their spirituality, the soul of the creation, that has always been here, who has been on the earth in different incarnations or expressions over and over and over, so that this information rings true. I want to tell you something about spirit, because we're going to review some things tonight and talk about new things tonight that have to do with reality. It has to do with a changing consciousness, a changing physics, a changing earth, change of ways, paradigms that are vastly different than ever before. And one of them we have discussed before, but we do it again now so that it is more succinct. Spirit is in what we will call normal physics. The creative source has created the methods of the universe, of the galaxy, the rules of physics. You live in a limited physics. And so all of the things that are beyond the box you came from or lived or taught appear odd to you, including the man in the chair. But you have one mechanism, all of you, that is outside of the box, and it's the spiritual connection of your soul. You can call it your higher self, you can call it whatever you want to. from the beginning of humanity, from the beginning of time, when human beings started to study that which was beyond their box, they felt the connection. There are so many words for God. Some of them realized, and the indigenous especially, that God was not over there. God is here. Inside is where the action is, not outside. And the combination between the inside and the outside becomes a confluence, a connection, an entanglement that gives you something you didn't have before. But with free choice, you had to open the door to get it. That's basically spirituality and the way it worked. There's awareness, questioning, and sometimes the door opens. When you realize that it's part of you instead of the outside, it opens. And then some things start happening. You're connected to full physics instead of limited physics. And you start having that in your life, which changes synchronicity, luck, relationships, who you are, your lifespan. I want to talk to you tonight about why you think works. I want to give you the ABCs of it. You may not like it. It may be too technical. But it's logical. All the things that I teach to you, dear human being, that is spiritual, has what we call spiritual logic. God is not slaved to a clock, and you are. You have a past, a door you go through. You have what you call in the moment, as the second hand turns and you move with the second hand, a door you go into. You have the future, which is an unrealized potential, a door you go through. The doors are never together for you. They're always separate because they're in a linear line. The clock ticks and you watch the hands go around in a linear fashion. But the creative source has no time. You might have learned that the best thing is to be in the now. Some of you have said, well, I'm in the moment. That's not the now. The now is a combination of past, present, and future. It's a circle. And because it's a circle, dear ones, in a multidimensional consciousness, a soul connected to the other side, you can sense what's coming because it's just in the circle. As you become more multidimensional, the reality that used to be linear starts to shift. People will look at you and say, how could you do that? How did you accomplish this and that? And maybe the only answer you have is, I connected to source and got what I needed. And if that's your answer, I would like to tell you, it's the right answer. Do you have to explain the internal combustion engine to start your car? And the answer is no. You start it and you go. And I'm saying to you, in this shift, with these new paradigms, it's time to drop the questioning, the what ifs, the academia. It's trying so hard to hold you back. That intellect that says, I got to understand it. It's not going to make any sense. I can't move forward unless I understand it. Why not just right now instead? Just make the connection and go. The understanding will come in time. It always does. But in this shift, old souls are going to be asked to step out. Take that intuitive hand of the Creator, old soul, and do things you don't understand. It's courageous because it is not in a survival energy. It's in a new paradigm. A new paradigm that is outside of the survival box. A paradigm that eventually will see all humanity without war. Well, the idea of killing one another is barbaric as it is. History will show this, and the shift starts now. All of you are involved, regardless if you think so. And depending upon that which we call the energy of your Akash will depend on what's next for you. I'm talking to shamans here. Every man in this room has given birth. Every woman has slain someone on the battlefield. Can you feel that? It's all there. If I were to ask you, deep inside right now, do you have wisdom beyond your years? Everyone in the room would say yes. You feel it. If you ask somebody who has just arrived on the planet and is sitting here, and there are none, by the way, and this would be their first lifetime, and there is none, by the way, here. If you interviewed that person and says, do you have wisdom beyond your years? They would look up at you and say, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not intuitive. They're just figuring it out. You figured it out a long time ago, and that's why you're here and sitting and listening. Is this real to you or not? Well, crying, if it is, what do we do? And I would tell you right now, do things which are non-linear. Don't jump up and tell your neighbors to go write a book or attend multiple meetings. I want you to sit alone and connect. And maybe Spirit will say this to you. All you have to do is increase your light where you stand at work, at home, going from A to B, and spread the light on the planet because you're you. And that's enough. And that's nonlinear. It's not about doing, it's about being. And it's time for you to understand. I'll be back with more, much more. And so it is.